Good morning, everyone. It's October 30, and Eastern Standard Time, it's 10:30 a.m., and I wanted to come for a few minutes. I'll try not to take too long, but I just wanted to talk a few minutes. I had received a couple of three or four different things from people asking me. We've talked about the end of the world. We've talked about wars, where they end, and things like that. And so some have written me and said, would you talk a little bit on Gog and Magog? Well, I'm not going to call it that. That's just some city with some land. If you want to read about Gog and Magog in the book of Ezekiel, it's the land that is in the Middle East, and it's mostly Syrian land, and Gog is a city that was in that land. So I'm not going to discuss Gog and Magog today. If you've asked me that question, please discuss Gog and Magog. Several of you have asked over the last couple weeks. For whatever reason, you must be worried about war or something. But I am going to discuss in different terms Gog and Magog, because I don't believe that it's a city in the Middle East anymore, and I don't believe it's land in the Middle East anymore. Gog and Magog are happening in every one of us. And so if I can get that across to you, and you go read about it in Ezekiel and in the book of Revelations, that you'll probably understand it much better, rather than trying to figure out whether it's Putin or the Saudi Arabians or anybody else, because that's all a different scene politically. So I'm going to talk this morning on the war ends in earth. And maybe if I give you this scripture, for those of you that have your Bibles, if you'd like to open them to Revelations 22 and 16, it says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify of these things in the churches. So everything that you read about in the book of Revelations was in the church. And we know that he was talking about the seven churches. So let me just put it real simply to you. All of that's over. It's done. It's finished. But I will talk to you about other terms and how Gog and Magog are continuing on in a different realm. But I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify to you those things in the churches. So everything you read in the book of Revelation went on in the churches, and it's over. But I received requests to talk on Armageddon and on Gog and Magog, because we see the wars are kind of escalating and things are happening. My terms are different than what those biblical terms are. I hope I can help you to understand that. I'm not going to sit here and bring out things about the church and about the Bible and about all. I'm going to talk to you about real things that are happening, and different terms that we might call it. My terms are different. That's what this discussion is going to be about. Hopefully it'll help you. Several of you have written. There's only one battle. We read about in the scripture Armageddon, and we read about Gog and Magog. And we try to make that two separate battles. It's just one battle. That's all it is. And it's the terms get changed. And everything gets changed as you go along in the scripture. Kind of like I do. You go along and you catch something a little closer, a little helpful. So you start using that term. So Armageddon and Gog and Magog are the same battle. And that's the battle that goes on in you. And we'll get into that in just a minute. You can call it several different terms, but the battle went on inside you. So we see that it's one battle. One is prior to the millennium. The millennium meeting arrest. So one is happening in you before you ever get any satisfaction or rest. And the same battle goes on after the millennium, or after you receive the rest, after you receive the satisfaction of understanding who you are. There's a battle that goes on. Armageddon is kind of prior, and Gog Magog is after, and it's all the same battle. It's all the same person. It's all the same earth. It's all the same. It's not two or three battles. So we see this now. Armageddon and the other is after. Armageddon is before the rest. Gog Magog is after the rest. And Armageddon, if you pay attention to your prophet's message and you pay attention to the scripture, Armageddon is a battle that cleans off the entire earth. Okay? It cleanses the entire earth. But in Malachi 4, if you read about it, it says that at the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud and all the wicked shall be made stubble. Now, you know that when something is made stubble, it's not dead. It'll grow back. And then the very next sentence says, and the day cometh that shall burn them up and leave them neither root nor branch. So now it's not stubble, it's done and it's over. And you say, yeah, that's what's going to happen to all the wicked people. Listen to me. There's a battle inside you, and your cleansing intellectually first comes and it burns you to stubble. It takes you down to where you say, I want to serve the Spirit. I want to understand who I am. I want to understand what's going on. But that stubble is still there. And you know what that stubble is? It's all your regulations, all your rules, all your dogmas, all your creeds, all the church activities, on and on and on. All that stubble is there. You know what it does? It keeps trying to grow back, and it keeps trying to grow back. And you fall into this denominational thing and that denominational thing, and you're warring in there because you do have the Holy Ghost. It is your spirit. And you have been baptized, listen to me, Armageddon is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It baptizes you. It cleanses you. But listen to what John the Baptist said. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. There's Armageddon. And with fire. There's Gog and Magog. So you get this cleansing that takes all that you ever learned intellectually down to stubble. And then they keep popping back up. You know, you want to still go out here and do baptism. You want to go out here and live a holy life like you think that's going to do something for you. You want to do all these things, and it keeps popping up like stubble. And you're in the middle of the millennium while it's going on. The millennium is the rest. You're saying to yourself, I know things have changed in my life. I'm resting. But these things keep popping up and popping up. Well, you go through that millennium. Armageddon clears off the earth prior to that millennium, takes you down to stubble. And Gog Magog, which is the same spirit, it's just one battle. Gog Magog is a cleansing, a complete cleansing of the earth and soul. So Gog Magog brings on what Brother Branham called in the future home a brand new unit. So I don't know if I could explain it right, but you ever see dynamite, you know, and it's got that nice long fuse so you can get away from it? And you light that fuse, that's Armageddon. And it just keeps traveling and traveling and traveling until that fire hits that stick of dynamite. That's Gog Magog. and it takes care of everything. So we see this now. A lot of people are looking for nations to rise up, and they're looking for Rome to come across the earth, and they're looking for Russia to be the big bear of the north, and they're looking for the United States to be burned over with fire and ashes and destruction as far as you can see, and they're looking for California to sink and floods going all over the world and everything else. And I have been showing where that these things have already happened. And we're sitting in a spiritual realm of it now, and the earth is going through spiritually Gog and Magog right now. It's had its Armageddon. It has been brought down to stubble several times. All you got to do is go back into paleontology, archaeology, geology, all of these things, and just study it. And you can see where the earth has been underwater several times. It's been burned over with fire several times. We're not waiting on something naturally to happen. This is the spiritual age, and Armageddon has carried us out to Gog and Magog. And now the things that we are catching and understanding are final. They are real. There's no stubble left. Denomination could not raise up in me in any possible way. I have no stubble left. There's no root in me from denomination. There's no root in me that would make me fall back into doctrines that we've already come out of. There's no root in me that would make me think that good living is going to put me where I need to be. There's no root in me that has any of that. Because I have come to Gog Magog. I have come to the full cleansing that burns away the root and the branch, not just the branch. Armageddon burns the branch. Gog Magog burns the root. Armageddon is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Gog Magog is with fire and with fire. John the Baptist told us what would happen. So we see this now. It's Armageddon is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, let me go back a little bit on things that we've taught. We know that we have the Holy Ghost within us from day one. You were predestinated in the theophany. You predestinated yourself to an elected piece of earth. And then you picked up that elected piece of earth under free moral agency, and that spirit that entered is the Holy Spirit. So you have, your spirit is the Holy Spirit. And when we understand that, now I'm talking about the baptism of your spirit. Baptism, just not water, any of that. Baptism is your understanding. You get baptized time and time and time again with understanding. You started out, maybe you had an understanding that you got saved, and then later on you say, you know what, I can see way beyond that. I'm more than just saved. And then later on you think, you know, this started happening to me, and I started getting a really clear understanding, and I think that was a baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then you move a little further, and you say to yourself, well, I wasn't born on any day. I didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost on any day. All that was already in me, and it just started coming out. So you kind of, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Armageddon, it burns off a little something, and then you burns off a little something else, and then it burns off a little something else, and you keep traveling through there, and the stubble kind of tries to grow back, and you know, you move from a message church up north to a message in the south, or you move to a message church out in Arizona, or you go to the Baptist or the Methodist or the Pentecost, and every time you make a move, you see a little more. That's why you made the move. You want to see a little more. But then after a while, it's a personal thing. That's Gog and Magog. And everything gets burned out of you except the revelation that you received inside yourself of who you are. Gog and Magog. Armageddon brings a millennial rest. You're able to rest and say, I'm in Christ. But you still don't know or understand everything about yourself, about Christ, about the body, about fellowship, about all these things. That's Armageddon. And then Gog Magog is new heaven, new earth. Let me put it like this. Armageddon is a baptism of the flesh. You know that. What did he say? He said he was going to baptize all flesh. Armageddon is a baptism of the carnal and the flesh. And Gog Magog is a baptism of heaven and earth, and it cleanses everything. You've received that. You received your Armageddon when you begin to come out of the illusions of who you thought you were and what you thought you liked. And Armageddon did that for you, and then Gog and Magog changed your life. It changed your thinking. It changed your inner being. It changed your heaven. And it changed your earth. And it was a finality. You don't go back. You know who you are. Paul said it was impossible after you have been enlightened. Enlightened, I mean really enlightened. It's impossible after you've been through Gog Magog to ever go back. Paul said you can't do it. So we see this now. Gog and Magog receive the fire. I want to help you out here. Everybody looks at this term Gog and Magog, and they say it's a ungodly people. It's a bunch of heathens, and they're gonna march across the earth, and they're gonna raise up against the great city, and fire's gonna come down out of heaven and gonna burn them all up. And we keep thinking about these groups of people, who they might be, all the infidels and all the heathens, and everybody that doesn't believe what I believe, oh, they're just gonna die. You know, and we get that in our heads. And Gog and Magog, listen to me, just go back and read now with what I'm talking to you about. Go back and read Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 39 and verse 6. They receive the fire from heaven. It doesn't say they're destroyed. They are destroyed, but it's not like you think. All their tanks don't get blown up, and all their buildings don't get burned, and all their babies don't get cut out of the womb. They receive the fire, and when they receive the fire, Gog and Magog, it consumes them. Well, what did the fire do with you? It consumed you. You are Gog and Magog. You keep worrying about somebody out here that's got to be destroyed. You're the one that needs to be destroyed. Destroyed just means changed. And you're the one that needs to be destroyed. So we see Gog and Magog, this new heaven, new earth, and they receive the fire. Ezekiel 39 and verse 6. And Gog and Magog, you know what happens? Just go read it. Ezekiel 38 and 16. Gog and Magog becomes the cloud. Oh no, Brother Parnon, them's a bunch of heathen. Gog and Magog becomes the cloud. You look at that pillar of fire that hung over Sunset Mountain? There hangs Gog and Magog. They receive the fire. They receive the cloud. They know who they are. It brought us to new heaven and new earth. It's us. Armageddon carried us along in little things, from Luther to Wesley to Pentecost to this. And then finally, there was a complete baptism that burned everything and brought on a brand new unit. You could actually say Armageddon started. I can take you to where William Branham said, "The battle begins in heaven and it ends in earth." That's my subject. The battle ends in earth. And he said it started in Armageddon. And you say, well, where? Armageddon ain't even come yet. The earth hadn't been burned off, Brother Parnell. You better go read the third seal and the fourth seal and see where Brother Branham said it was the last 15 minutes of his message in the fourth seal. He said, let me talk to you just a few minutes about Armageddon. He said, it's not a physical battle. He said, it's a battle of doctrine, false doctrine, and teachings and dogmas and creeds and cultures. And he said, it's a battle where that we have to face evil and overcome it. It's not something out here where they're shooting nuclear weapons and blowing up bombs and cannons and everybody hiding behind trees shooting at one another. That's not what it is. It's inside you. And Armageddon started on the day of Pentecost when the battle of the church started happening, and they battled one another all the way through. And he said, it's the doctrine that men put in to the human race that are no good and won't take you anywhere, and they're obsolete. And he said, the battle is for us to get rid of those things. And it's a battle in the church, he said. But we have this big thing going on, like the church is perfect, and the church is just waiting for that battle to be done. Well, you're the battle. You're the Armageddon. You're the Gog and Magog that needs to receive the fire, become the cloud, and be consumed. That's you. Gog and Magog become the cloud. Listen, Ezekiel 38 and 18, Gog and Magog, they come into a new covenant. What? You mean they're not going to be destroyed? They come into a new covenant. Not Israel's. That covenant's over with. It's finished. But they come into a covenant called the fury of the spirit. You know what fury is? It's an enragement. It's the spirit just cleaning everything up, cleaning everything off. They come into the fury of the spirit in the earth. And it's a covenant that they step into. And it burns them up and they become the cloud. We're talking about you and me. We're not talking about political things and wars and everything else. So, Gog and Magog. Listen, go back and read it. Ezekiel 38. It says, they bring knowledge of the Spirit to the heathen in the earth. Well, I thought that meant they were burned up in front of everybody, and that gave us the knowledge to fear the Lord. No, it plainly says they bring the knowledge of the Spirit into the earth. Gog and Magog, what are you doing after you became the cloud, after you got consumed by the fire, after you were burned by Armageddon on every little bitty doctrine that you thought was so great, and it burns it out of you, and then you receive the true baptism of the Holy Ghost where it burns heaven and earth, and you become a brand new unit. What are you doing since you came back from the cloud? You're spreading the knowledge of the Spirit throughout the earth. It's a lot different than what you think. Stop worrying about these guys. Stop worrying about whether or not somebody's going to shoot a nuclear bomb, or whether the flood's going to come past Arizona. It's nonsense. Armageddon is a temporal gift. You say, it's not a gift. It's a destruction. Brother Branham plainly told us Armageddon began at the day of Pentecost. It is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it's a temporal gift, because temporal just meaning it takes it back to stubble, back to stubble, back to stubble. The real gift, the eternal gift, is when it burns it all out of you, completely out of you, and you become one with that fire, one with that cloud. You become the spirit that is spreading the knowledge of itself throughout all the earth after the great burning, which has already taken place, and you're spreading it. It's a temporal gift. Gog and Magog is the real burning, bringing in a brand new unit. So we have these things going on. Now, I talked just a couple of weeks ago, the earth is the control tower. You know that by Jesus' very own talk. What he said was Matthew 16, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven, and I give you the keys of the kingdom. And anything that you bind in heaven will be bound in earth? No, it's not what he said. The control tower is in earth. He said anything that you bind in earth will be bound in heaven. The Spirit's not talking from heaven anymore. It's talking in earth. Anything you bind in earth will be bound in heaven. Anything you loose in earth will be loosed in heaven. And you say, yeah, but that was just for the disciples. Well, read on. He goes out after he talks to them, and he's talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of the common people, and Jesus gives them the same statement. Anything that you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Anything that you loose in earth, Jesus was showing the control tower had changed from heaven to earth. You say, well, I don't see that in the scripture, though. Well, Jesus said it. Now let's go over to Revelation 12. And we see that all of the actors are just one person. I hope you understand that. It's just one spirit. And the red dragon and Michael were fighting with one another. And what happened? The dragon was cast into the earth. So the dragon and all of his processes are no longer speaking from heaven. They're working in earth. And you say, yeah, and Jesus is speaking from heaven. I didn't read it. I read where Jesus was cast into the earth, into the womb of a woman, in Revelation 12 and in Matthew 1. He was actually cast into the woman. And Jesus came forth and became the man-child. And the man-child's walking around in earth. And all the processes and Satan and the devil and everything else is walking around in earth. It's all right here in the earth now. Nothing is being spoken from heaven. Heaven is silent. And we are the ones walking in earth. We are the walking Christ, the walking ones that are absolutely bringing everything to pass, and the control tower is working right out of you. Bind what you want. Loose what you want. It's all in you now. So we see this. Now, I want to go on just a little bit. Revelation 12 shows us everything was cast into the earth from heaven. Satan is cast into the earth as a red dragon. That's all the processes and everything. And Jesus is cast into the earth in a woman. Now, when that happens, the red dragon is just waiting for the birth of that man-child. And when that man-child is born, look at Revelation 12. He was there to devour him, take him in, eat him, and Jesus entered the dragon. You remember that movie here a few years back, Bruce Lee, Enter the Dragon? About the same time William Branham was entering the dragon, bringing us all out into a brand new day. If you look at things, everything just happens in every realm all the time. Look at what's going on with the red dragon right now. Who's got the flag of the red dragon? They're just a symbol. I ain't worried about them doing anything to anybody. But the red dragon is showing its power in the earth right now. And what's going to happen is Christ, Jesus, the man-child, didn't try to defeat the red dragon from the outside. He went in and he changed that system. The red dragon is just systems. The red dragon is processes. The red dragon is all those changes in cultures and doctrines and everything else. And Jesus went in to the inside. When he come out of that woman, the red dragon devoured him. And the woman went into the wilderness. She went off the scene. And Jesus became Jesus and was inside the system now. And he began to change all the systems. And look at what it's done. And it's going to continue to do it until the system of Christ is completely set up in the earth. Not somewhere else. This is the control tower. This is where it's happening. The red dragon and the woman, that battle is Armageddon. And then they move on. That happens from Pentecost all the way out to Sunset Mountain. And you see the contrast the whole time. The red dragon and Jesus, same spirit, all came out of heaven together. And when they came out of heaven together, they began to show the contrast. It needed to be shown to bring in all the attributes of what Christ wanted to develop and show in the earth. And then when you come down to the end of that, you come to Gog Magog. There's the great fire hanging in the heavens. And we all went into that. William Branham said, I seen you all there. We all got consumed by the fire. We all are Gog and Magog. We got consumed by the fire. We come back into the earth, and now we are spreading the knowledge of the Spirit in the earth, and we're bringing it, and it's not going out here to destroy nations with cannons and tanks and nuclear weapons and everything else. It's going out here to destroy minds and destroy political systems and all these kinds of things, and set up inside humanity. The Lord doesn't want to destroy humanity anymore. He's setting up inside humanity a system that's going to work. And we're moving closer and closer and closer to it all the time. How long we got, Brother Parnell? Well, we got 2,000 more years in Aquarius. We got 2,153 more years in Capricorn. So, Spirit's in no hurry. Don't start jumping up and down and say it's going to happen. I'm going to be living in a brand new heaven and earth, physically speaking. Well, you know, jump up and down if you want, but I'm telling you, this is a process. We are still in processes, and this is a process. And everything that you can do yourself right now, and all the time that you're in this earth, everything that you can do to bring that process further along, do it. And generations and generations from now, they will use the things that you're doing to help them further along. So we see this. Now, Gog and Magog receive the knowledge of the Lord and dispense it into the earth to the heathen, is what it says. Or those that don't quite understand what's going on. We're here and we keep dispensing the knowledge of the Lord into the earth. The battle is in between intellect and revelation. Go to the fourth seal and just listen to Brother Branham or read what he said. The battle is between intellect and revelation. Or let me tell you this. The battle begins in Armageddon, the intellect. And the battle ends in earth when you come to revelation, Gog and Magog. Armageddon, intellect. Gog and Magog, revelation. And the battle ends there. Once you receive a revelation of who you are and what you are, you're not going to battle over doctrine anymore. You're still working in stubble when you're trying to fight doctrine with somebody. You're trying to fight good living with somebody. You're trying to tell them what they got to do to make it to heaven. You're holding up a list and saying, this is what you got to do. You're free, you're in Christ, but if you don't do these things, you're going to hell. You know, well, it's not that way. We're beyond all of that now, and we've come to Gog and Magog. We understand who we are, and the battle ends when you get to there. The battle ends in Magog, in Gog. It begins in Armageddon, and it all takes place in the earth. William Branham said, it starts in Armageddon, and it ends up in the earth, Gog and Magog. So we see this going on. This battle is between intellect and revelation. How do I know, Brother Parnell, if I just got it by intellect? How do I know? When you cannot be talked out of it. When someone can't do anything but enhance it more. They can't destroy it. They can't take it away. It's a revelation that's founded in your heart, and it's there, and nothing is going to move that out. And it fits into everything spiritually, sensibly, and logically all around you. It can't be taken from you. It's no longer intellect. It's revelation. So how do I know? When I know. John said, I know. And all the way through 1 John, he keeps saying, I know this, and I know that, and I know this, and I know that. If you're unsure of something, you're still in intellect. When you become very sure, and you know you're resting in Gog and Magog, you have been burned up, you have become the cloud, you have dispersed yourself back into the earth, and you're spreading the knowledge of the Spirit all across the earth. So revelation is Gog and Magog. Intellect is Armageddon. and it burns out the intellect at each thought, at each junction. Let me put it like this. The baptism of the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, Battle of Armageddon. And then as they came through each church age, they burned out a certain amount of that intellect, and they moved into something else, and they moved to the next one, and they moved to the next one. And in each one of those moves in each church age was an Armageddon or a burning to stubble. Now, some of that stubble in other ages tried to raise back up, and Armageddon would come again, and it would burn out. And then justification by faith came, and it burned out all those works. And sanctification came, and it cleansed the earth under Armageddon. And Pentecost came, and it put gifts into the body and into the earth. And then there was a big battle over the gifts and who had them and who had this and who had that. And Armageddon took place, and it burned out all that stubble through a message of William Branham, through a message of a prophet. And it burned all of that stubble out, and then everything changed. Everything changed. We came down to the seals, the opening of the seals. And all of a sudden, it wasn't Armageddon anymore. It wasn't just the burning of a little stubble. It wasn't taking you back down and then letting it grow again. It was a prophet that came, opened his mouth, and the fire came out and consumed Gog and Magog. Consumed you and me. We are Gog and Magog. It consumed us. And that fire carried us into the cloud, and we became the cloud. And we received the Spirit and the knowledge of the Spirit to come back into the earth and help people to go through the same process that we went through for themselves. I'm not trying to take my fire and burn you up. I want you to find your fire. I want you to enter the cloud. I want you to come back from the cloud understanding who you are and be able to go out there and say, Don Parnell didn't teach me this. He just opened a door. I see this. I see this and this and this and this. And use that revelation and go all the way through and know that you have been changed to revelation and not intellect. So we see this revelation as Gog and Magog. Well, Jesus made a statement. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Revelation. What are the gates of hell? Armageddon. It's all those things you burn and they come back, and you burn and they come back, and you burn and they come back. The gates of hell. Armageddon, all of that temporal gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost cannot prevail or continue to bring up stubble when Gog and Magog strikes. When the fire strikes and the final Gog and Magog burns everything up, there's no stubble to come back. There's nothing to come back and torment you. The war ends in your earth. The war in my earth is ended. Someone said, oh, Brother Parnell, you got cancer and you're going to go through that. I'm no more worried about that than a man in the moon. If I cross over to the other side, I am going to help everybody in every way I can. And if I can meet with you while I'm over there, I'll come back here and I'll break the veil and I'll meet with you. I'm going to do everything I can do to help us set back up in the earth, in Christ, and have a kingdom here that is being ran by Christ. That's my desire. That's everything I want to see. And I don't care whether I do it from over there or here. So don't worry about my cancer. Don't worry about all those things. I will prevail. I will come through, whether it's here or there. And so we see this. John the Baptist makes the statement. Jesus said the gates of hell, Armageddon, can't prevail against it. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. He shall baptize you, John the Baptist, with the Holy Ghost and fire. With Armageddon, temporal gift, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then you move into the fire. If you go over into Revelations, the 20th chapter, which I'm not going to do today, you can read where that everything gets cast into the lake of fire. That lake of fire is the consuming fire. It is Gog and Magog. And it burns you up. leaves neither root nor branch of all that stubble, Armageddon. Doesn't leave any of it behind. The red dragon and the man-child are the final battle in earth. And Jesus, the man-child, the red dragon, is you and your systems. The beast and the image to the beast. And the man-child is the Christ. And the battle goes on with the man-child inside the red dragon, inside you. That battle goes on until Gog and Magog burns it up, flashes it, does away with it. The stubble is gone. And that happens. Armageddon is several baptisms, taking it back to stubble. But Gog and Magog is a complete brand new unit. No longer any stubble left over. So I'm bringing you, I've been asked to do it. So I'm trying to help you get your mind off of these doctrinal, denominational issues of Armageddon and Gog Magog. Armageddon is your flesh, and it gets baptized time and time and time again. And many of the things that it baptizes, it burns out. And then down at the end of your journey, wherever that might be, at 10 years old or 100 years old, Gog and Magog take care of everything, and that fire burns it all up. And we have had the privilege to be able to go into Gog and Magog, into the fire, become the cloud, Ezekiel 36, 7 and 8, and Revelations 20. And we have had the blessing to be able to come back out of that cloud and be the Gog and Magog in the earth that is spreading the knowledge of the Lord everywhere. So it's not Putin, it's not Russia, it's not the United States, it's not Saudi Arabia, it's not Italy, and it's not Rome. It's you. You. What are you going to do with it? Get out of your intellect. Get out of Armageddon. Let the fire from that cloud burn everything out of you. Go through your Gog Magog. Go through your burning and come out on the other side. And the war ends in the earth for you. I have no war. I've had my final burning. I've had my Gog Magog. I come through a lot of Armageddon. But I've had my Gog Magog. I don't war. When someone sits down next to me, like Brother Branham said might happen, he said, in the kingdom of God, go read Anointed Ones, the End Time. He said, when we're in the kingdom of God, someone will come up to you and sit down next to you and try to convince you that you don't have what you say you have. That's never going to happen with me. They can sit beside me all day long and spit out all of their little intellectual things and tell me how wrong I am. I've had them write me and say, you are the biggest heretic and everything you're preaching is blasphemy. I wrote to Brother back and I said, I really appreciate, I love what you just told me. That puts me right in the same category with Paul and Jesus. They said Paul was a heretic and they crucified Jesus for blasphemy. I believe it was Aristotle. He said, every real truth begins with blasphemy. And that is the real truth. So I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about when they sit down next to me and they try to bring out all of these doctrines from the books and they try to bring out all of this intellect and all of these nations that are raising up and how they're going to destroy the earth. I just sit and kind of laugh up my sleeve and think, okay, keep talking and it'll come my turn in a minute. And that's just what I do. I just enjoy them. I listen to them for everything they have to say. I even learn from them. Many times they'll say things I learn from them because I'm not battling anymore. When I hear the knowledge of the Spirit in the earth talking, I listen. And I don't care who it is, who it comes from, man, woman, child, dog, horse, whatever it is that it comes from, I listen. I pay attention. So the war ends when you receive your Gog Magog and you're no longer battling in the earth. You know, there's several people, and it blesses me to watch them, that no matter what's said, it doesn't bother them one bit. They just come right back to, we're in an age where you're supposed to enjoy life, live long, and prosper. That was for the church ages. And they just keep moving right on because they understand their battle's over. I don't have to battle anything. You don't have to battle anything. Just lay down your intellect. Lay down your Armageddon. Let the burning take place. Let it consume you completely. Be the Gog Magog of Ezekiel 36, 7, and 8, up into 39. Be the Gog Magog in Revelations 20. You know, a lot of people, that white throne judgment, it talks about Armageddon in the 20th chapter. And then it comes on down and it talks about Gog Magog in the 20th chapter. And then immediately after it talks about Gog Magog, it says that Satan will be loosed in the earth. Armageddon comes. Baptism of the Holy Ghost drops in, and Satan is loosed in the earth, Satan being processes. Okay, let's say it was 33 AD, Jesus dies. Baptism of the Holy Ghost takes place in 33 AD, Armageddon. It burns up everything Moses said, burns it to stubble. And they go out into the earth and they begin to spread the knowledge of the Lord. And Satan is loosed for a season. Satan being processes, not some spirit floating around. Processes are loose. And by 53 AD, 56 AD, they've gone so far into the process, they left their first love, they got Catholic doctrine everywhere, they got men's doctrines, they got people in intellect trying to set up church systems and everything else. Satan is loose for a season. And then here comes Irenaeus, and he burns all that. And he says, Christ is the answer, Christ is the answer, and he brings a great Armageddon, burns it all, and then Satan is loose for a season. And all those processes come back. And then it moves to the next one, the next one. And it goes through all that until it comes to the opening of those seals. And that's not Armageddon any longer. Now we are in Gog Magog. And we are being burned up and consumed. And all of that stubble is gone. And we are standing revelated, perfect, pure in the age of Aquarius with no sin, nothing about us, other than the perfect revelation coming forth every single day. That's you and me. It's a great day. I love you. And I've got some things I'm facing. You pray for me. I don't know how it's going to go. I've prayed about it. I've come to settlement about it. And I'm not worried. But over the next couple of weeks, I will go in to the hospital, and whatever happens, happens. And I love you all. I wanted to have this, and maybe next Sunday. And then that would probably be it for a while until things get healed up, and if I have to go through it all. We'll know before long. Some people say, well, what do you got to go through those things for, Brother Parnell? Maybe somebody or some group in that hospital needs to hear what I have. And it triggers something in them. And they go away with a greater understanding, with a greater revelation, with more care for people. Whatever it does, we're there for a reason, no matter what. Love bless you, and be in prayer for me, and I will be in prayer for you. Love bless.